Welcome to Israel 18 News. At 6 p.m., here's your hourly briefing. The sun has set, and it's a warm evening across Israel. Tel Aviv is seeing clear skies, while Jerusalem enjoys a light breeze. In Haifa, the night promises to be mild and pleasant. Here are today's headlines. First, just in, the IDF and Shin Bet announced the elimination of Anas Mahmoud Ahmed Hamdan, a Hamas company commander involved in hostage situations. Also, earlier this hour, UK police charged a man suspected of collaborating with Iranian intelligence as tensions rise over hostile activities. Also this hour, Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Saar accused radical left and terror groups of forming an operational alliance at a counter-terrorism conference in Washington. Separately, Colombia and Slovenia, after recognizing a Palestinian state, plan to move their embassies to Jerusalem, signaling a political shift. And finally, from earlier today, a report highlights Hezbollah's evolution into a state within a state in Lebanon, backed by Tehran. Here's what people are saying online. Hen Matzig, an Israeli activist, posted just minutes ago about a Malaysian woman's interview with CNN, addressing accusations against her and the ICC chief prosecutor. He emphasized the shame of using Israel to discredit victims. Al Arabiya English reported just now that CENTCOM denied Iranian claims of attacking the Al-Tanf garrison in Syria, confirming no U.S. troops were captured or killed recently. Open Source Intel, an analyst account, highlighted the debut of Israel's new Barak combat vehicle, a military upgrade on the Jeep Gladiator, posting this information 19 minutes ago. Now for more on those stories, starting with the elimination of Anas Mahmoud Ahmed Hamdan. The operation targeted Hamdan due to his direct involvement in holding hostages, including Avera Mengistu. The IDF and Shin Bet's coordinated effort underscores Israel's ongoing campaign against Hamas leadership. This action aims to disrupt Hamas's operational capacity in the region. Turning to the UK, where a man was charged with collaborating with Iranian intelligence. This comes amid heightened warnings from UK officials about Iran's use of criminal proxies. The arrest follows a recent ban on the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps in the UK, aiming to curb Tehran's influence. This move is part of broader Western efforts to counter Iran's covert operations. Meanwhile, Gideon Saar's statements in Washington reflect growing concerns over alliances between radical left activists and terror groups. At the US-hosted conference, Saar highlighted how these networks advance the agendas of groups like Hamas. His comments underscore the complex web of political and social dynamics impacting regional security. In a related development, Colombia and Slovenia's decision to move their embassies to Jerusalem marks a diplomatic win for Israel. This follows their recognition of a Palestinian state, suggesting a nuanced approach to Middle Eastern diplomacy. The move could influence other nations' diplomatic strategies in the region. Finally, the report on Hezbollah's status in Lebanon highlights its transformation into a powerful political and military entity. Armed and funded by Iran, Hezbollah's dominance challenges Lebanese sovereignty and regional stability. This development raises concerns about Tehran's influence and the potential for conflict escalation. On the economic front. First, despite a weak June, major stock indices drove the top training funds to an impressive 9.8% return over the past half year, according to Walla Business. Separately, Israeli agtech startup Nanovel secured a €2.5 million EU grant to further develop its AI-driven harvesting robots, potentially addressing global agricultural labor shortages. And finally, Israeli AI cybersecurity company Oak raised $60 million to enhance its platform for managing identities and permissions, as reported by Globes. That's your Israel 18 News update for the evening. We'll be back with more at 7 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.